Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 55, Mindfuck Monopoly 101 with Christopher Nolan.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
God damn it. Fucking Mexican standoff again. Anyways.
He answered. He saw me taking a sip.
Oh, okay.
So he said, I'm Darkheart.
Okay.
Okay.
And then.
I'm Anvil. I mean, alcohol. I mean, yeah, Anvil. Shit.
And I'm Pink Taco.
Yep. And today, we are relaxing behind Pink Taco's su casa.
Uh-huh.
Your taco stand.
Yikes.
Yes. And it's a beautiful day, isn't it, here in Haverhill?
No.
I don't know if I like Haverhill so much.
I need a blip.
I mean, everything's just too nice. I mean, we went into, like, the Lowe's Theater over here, and it was party, and
elevator.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect? I mean, that's kind of like how the Showcase Cinema is in Revere.
Yeah. So.
All right. Now, I got a question. How come we only record the show outside in you guys' weather when you like it warm, but when there's a blizzard, we have to record inside the house, which is my weather?
Because there's a thing called hypothermia.
I don't suffer from it.
Yeah, I don't want my nipples freezing off.
I don't think anybody here wants their nipples freezing off.
Actually, I want to get cold enough so I can just pierce them during the show.
Ow.
That does not sound like fun at all.
Oh, yes, it would.
What? You watch me pierce my nipples or me getting them pierced?
In the cold?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
In the cold. Yeah.
I don't care.
Would you want to do that, Pink Taco?
No.
She's
well,
out of
wait. Depends.
Depends on what?
Where am I getting pierced?
The nipples.
Excuse me. Oh.
In cold weather.
Yeah, that's the perfect time to pierce them.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess.
Wow. Unbelievable. The duck has nothing to say on nipple piercing at this point.
I wouldn't do it. I am speechless on the matter.
How come we just talked?
Because I was just making a generalization that I am totally speechless on the matter.
I think what we should do is, you know, give them sedatives after we get ours pierced, just pierce all theirs, and the wake up like, oh, what?
I ain't gonna be there.
What? Pierce milk does is awesome.
Because I'm a smart man.
Sure. Just don't drink your root beer.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know Anvil here has been waiting very patiently to be talking about this. So, let's go into sports.
Why, thank you. As I hand the popcorn to Milk Dead Man.
Popcorn that you didn't deserve. Dark heart, you son of a bitch.
Same thing. So, there's been a lot going on in sports. We just got back from the All-Star break, and the Red Sox are already on a two-game skid.
Yeah.
And the American League lost the All-Star game for the first time since 1996.
Son of a bitch.
There was one bright moment.
Bright moment?
The 2010 All-State Home Run Derby champion, Boston Red Sox slugger, David Ortiz.
Fuck yeah.
32 home runs, 11 in the final round to beat Florida Marlins slugger, Hanley Ramirez, who only hit 5 in the final round.
Now, if only there was a way that they can add that total to his current total, with more hopes of trying to kick Barry Bonds' ass off of that whole record.
They're still working on that one.
They are?
Well, if he gets indicted on perjury for using steroids, they could actually take the record back.
Yay!
And the Hammer and Hank Aaron can have his record back.
Is that the same for Mark McGwire? Or Or did they already take it back?
They can't take it back until he's actually found guilty of using the drug.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that one.
OJ planted it.
OJ did everything.
OJ's behind everything, though. Every single thing that's bad in the world.
There is no such thing as a black criminal, it's just OJ.
Basically.
Guy was so fucking dumb that he gets arrested for stealing his own shit.
Oh, and they actually...
I didn't know they're arrested for stealing your own shit. Now that's funny. That's comedy right there.
As he chews on his popcorn.
You ready for this? They're actually trying to see if they can charge him again for one more crime.
Lovely.
Perjury.
Perjury.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's sexy. Yeah. Go, Taco.
What are you talking about?
All right. Now, for those who actually watched any of his trials...
When I was a little baby, I
watched...
OJ
Simpson trial.
Yeah,
all right. Baby.
When they said, what is your name? What did he say? OJ Simpson. Right?
Yeah.
OJ Simpson.
His name is Orthol James Simpson, not OJ by birth. So they can get him for perjury because he didn't give his real name. OJ is an abbreviation.
It's just abbreviated.
No, because they said, please state your name for the your full given name for the court, OJ Simpson, not Orthol James Simpson.
So is that what his name was? I thought it was just orange juice.
Oh, well. Anyway.
So they can actually get him for perjury, which, I mean, really isn't going to hurt him now. He's in there for a good long time.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Yeah, well, hold on.
See, no, I wonder what his record is right now of the Don't Drop the Soap game.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
He's losing by a lot.
Well, I'm wondering, how long is OJ in prison right now?
25.
25 years for stealing his own shit.
No, kidnapping, because he brought guns and kept the men in the room when they tried to leave.
Well, let's just put it this way. The way that I see it is the only way that they would use that perjury thing is if he was getting close to getting the hell out.
Yeah, but that's still a statute of limitation on him.
Fuck statute of limitation. He perjured. Fuck that.
They can put it on him anytime they want.
Both counts, because he did in the first trial for Nichols and Ron.
Yeah, well.
Interesting.
The motherfucker got away with it. But you know what? You know what they did? They're like, yeah, he got away with it the first time. We're going to make sure he doesn't get away with it again. They killed Johnny Cochran, and then they charged him again when he did that crime.
We don't talk about Johnny like that. We love Johnny here.
Johnny Cochran is the reason why he got a fucking away with it. And the fact that Michael Jackson got away with it.
Look, Johnny Cochran was the biggest whore anybody's ever seen. That's why his last name was Cochran. Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah, his cock ran away with his balls.
Alright, now let's continue on in sports. There's been some moves around the NBA. We already talked about Mrs. James last week.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Celtics. They signed two players this week. They re-signed Nate Robinson to a two-year deal, and they picked up Jermaine O'Neal.
Jermaine O'Neal?
Huh?
Is that like Shaquille?
No, he's the one that played for the Indiana Pacers, the All-Star.
Is he related to Shaquille
O'Neal? No. But they also had a meeting this week with Shaquille O'Neal. They had a sit-down meeting. He came to Boston and spoke with them.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Shaquille O'Neal wants to go to Boston, right?
Yes. Between Boston, Dallas, and Atlanta.
Boston.
Which one do you think it's going to be, though?
Dallas.
Why Dallas?
Bigger budget.
I'm sure we can afford it here.
Yeah, but not really. Because we have KG, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, signed Jermaine O'Neal, pick up Nate Robinson.
Unless you want the tickets going up higher for the fucking Celtics. Wait.
Let me tell you. If Shaquille O'Neal...
Shaquille O'Neal
joins the Celtics, I feel that say goodbye to having a championship for a while.
Why?
Because he sucks.
Bang, bang, bang.
He may not have the free throw, but he's got the intimidation.
Well, I got something else to make you guys laugh.
Oh, no, because they know he sucks, and they're not intimidated. He don't make shots.
Well, do you know who else wants to come to Boston?
You know what he needs to do? He needs to stay under the damn basket.
Who? Who wants to come to Boston?
Terrell Owens wants to play for the Patriots.
That's bullshit.
I read about that.
All right, he said on SportsCenter the other day that if he had to choose a team to go to, He'd love to come to New England to play for Brady, be an ownership like Robert Kraft, and to learn from Coach Belichick. He's like, I would take less money, take a lesser role for a chance, you know, to play in such a great organization, and to actually have a chance at winning a championship before I retire.
But do you think he could back those words?
No. He'd fuck it up in 2 seconds.
Do you know why?
Why?
He's too much me. That's just like saying, all right, we take the group here. We all work as one, right?
Right.
Also, one day you're like, you know what? I'm the group. I don't need them. And you go off and do your own thing, leaving us behind. Mm. You do the show on your own, and you think you're better than us. Well, how's the group? What's going to happen to the group with one person?
It's going to disintegrate.
It's going to collapse. Because you need the supporting cast.
Just like that.
T.O. thinks, I'm a whole football team. I don't need a quarterback. To T.O., he can throw the ball, run out there, and catch it himself. 90 yards down the field. That's how T.O. thinks, so I don't think he can make it here.
Only in his dreams can he catch himself.
There'd be fucking clashing. There'd be clashing with Terrell Owens and now...
Randy Moss.
Yeah, Randy Moss. Randy Moss, they would not get along at all.
We'll read it on the news one day. So today in sports, Randy Moss shanked Terrell Owens in the shower today. It's like, we thought this was pro football and not prison. He used a $500 switch blade. But, I mean, truthfully, if you can take the cockiness away and take the man himself as an athlete...
OJ Gage.
I'd love to have T.O. as a player.
But he has to back what he says. That's,
I mean, we're used to taking bad players, like players that have bad reputations. Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, we've done it. And they've had really good careers.
And they've become better people because of it.
I don't know if T.O. can do that. Now, let's move on a little bit.
You think he might be like the Dennis Rodman of football?
No. Texas tried to do that, and they didn't do a good job at all.
This is almost like... I can't ever think of anybody that conceded in my entire life.
Okay.
Maybe Michael Jordan.
No, worse than Jordan, I think. He did his own TV show. This guy sat there and was like, yeah, I could play for any team. Look at this. He took off his shirt and did sit-ups on... Yo, what's it called? His driveway for the cameras. That's conceited.
Yeah.
But moving on a little bit, I found somebody that's even more conceited than him.
Okay.
Chad Ochocinco.
God damn it.
He has a new reality show.
Chad Ochocinco?
Chad Johnson.
Oh.
He's now legally Ochocinco. From the Cincinnati Bengals, he has a TV show with 85 women competing to date him.
What the fuck?
All right, if Dancing with the Stars wasn't enough, the next thing that I could have heard from your mouth, besides coughing and dying, the whole concept of him trying to come to the Patriots, which is so much bullshit.
I'd break his kneecaps as he walked in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look, he fell down some stairs.
With my baseball bat across his knees.
Everyone saw it. Everyone saw it happen.
Y'all saw him jump, right? Fuck that bitch! Yeah, he jumped!
I don't have Louisville's, you know, slugger baseball bat stamped backwards on his leg. Not at all.
I think this is just retarded. Truthfully, if you watch this show, you should just send us your name so I can come to your house and smack the shit out of you.
Or actually do us a favor and just blow your own fucking brains out.
Do me a favor. Don't even do that. If you're a guy, I want you to take an M80... light it and drop in your pants. And then send us an after picture.
Oh my god.
End up like on
Ron.com or some shit.
Val Kilmer.
Mailblog.com.
On MacGruber.
Oh man, that was horrible. Okay. So let's move on a little bit. There was an announcement made the other day through MMAnews.com. I was sent the email that Strikeforce is looking at doing a pay-per-view. Headlined by David Batista. This is still in the works, not guaranteed.
Versus Bobby, right?
Bobby Lashley.
Let me tell you, I hope Bobby Lashley kicks Batista's ass.
Do you know what I'd love to see? Them both throw a punch and knock each other out. Just both lay in there out cold, and they never fight
double
again.
Double KO.
Batista is 41 years old trying to make a convert over to this, and he's been a wrestler his entire career. Not like Brock Lesnar, who was a Division I college national champion wrestler, somebody who has a real background, who made it through all the training camp with the Minnesota Vikings as a football player before not making the final cut. I'm talking, you know, he's a true athlete, not, I did backyard wrestling, then I went into real wrestling for WWE, now I retired and I want a cage fight with, like, real man now. Just because you're built like you can fight doesn't mean you can do it.
Built like a brick shithouse.
Yeah, I'd love to fight him. I think I could beat him. Because I don't think he, you know,
Bautista's a big guy.
He's jacked, but I don't think he has the strength behind it. I don't think, like, if it came down to it, if I got him on the ground, I think I could ground and pound him out.
Well, the one thing that I was looking at...
Is that a challenge, Anvil?
Yes.
Challenge.
Challenging Dave Bautista?
The Dave Bautista, come to Lynn, and I'll show you what a fight is.
Or Haverhill, depending on where we're going to be recording the show that day.
Exactly.
Why would we record the show during
the fight?
I'd like
to see it right now.
So in sports!
All of a sudden, Dave Bautista just spears you and then just does a Bautista bomb right here in the yard.
That's not legal. You have to do a legal move. It's real.
It is a legal move.
Not in cage fighting.
A power bomb is a legal move.
No, it's not in cage fighting.
How is it not?
That's wrestling. It's a totally different.
It's a wrestling
move. You can't
move.
Lift a man above your head and throw him.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Because they're going to be the same weight class, dude. That, you know, you'd have to be like a fucking ape. But I'm literally,
this is like ground to pound, like real fighting, not this power bomb.
Put you in a submission.
You could do a suplex, but
now have they announced if this event actually happens? Where they're going to do it.
No, they haven't announced that. It's still in the preliminary stages. And they have said that if it is done, it will be a pay-per-view.
Well, no, let me tell you. No, go ahead.
The one thing I have to say is about the weight class then. He is, what is he? Well, his Brit shithouse is up to what?
290.
290, right?
Which is 35 pounds over. But what they can do is they've had mixed weights before. With somebody from, like, the light heavyweight has gotten to fight a heavyweight, and they've decide on weight that they both meet at. So someone would lose weight, someone would put on weight, and that's how it would work.
So he'd have to drop down to 275-ish if he's lucky to 80. But the one thing I have to say is that why aren't we stepping it up a little bit so people can have a setup where people can go and, you know, have a whole weight class system?
I think Taco's got a question.
No, right. I wanted to wave at you.
Oh.
You were so
but I mean,
confused.
Let's like put it this way: Pride Fighting has over 205. Who? Pride Fighting.
Dude, that's gone.
All right. Well, Pride Fighting used to have a setup where it was over fucking 205. Was you know, they had a super heavyweight setup and you could fucking fight no matter what.
UFC bought them out, and that's what they have now. That's why Mirko Krokop and stuff like that are in the UFC because they bought them out from Pride. All the fighters came over.
All right, now that we have a UFC pay-per-view event that's happening in Boston, how soon do you think we'll have a Strikeforce event in the same area?
Not long. Within a year.
Well, Strikeforce has been mainly over at San Jose.
Yeah, they mainly use the same arena because it's not as huge.
Oh.
I want to say that they were both wrestlers. Mm-hmm. They both worked for WWE before Bobby Lashley came to, started doing MMA. Started doing Strikeforce.
Yeah.
And,
I can see a problem with that. Ed McMahon could try to pull some strings now.
Ed McMahon.
Bautista retired, and so didn't Lashley.
But the thing is, Lashley is younger. And the fact that Lashley also has an amateur background, too.
Lashley's 32 to 41.
Wait, 32 wins, 41 losses?
No. 32 years old and 41 years old.
Okay, he's between there?
That's how old. Bobby Lashley's 32. Batista's 41. There's a 9-year age range between them.
But
that's huge.
The thing is, Bobby Lashley is freaking strong. Like, that
he's
dude
ginormous.
Is,
not really. Like, Batista's actually more jacked. It's just,
but
Bobby Lashley has bigger shoulders. Batista has
the
split.
The thing is, like, Batista's got, Bobby Lashley's got a lot of strength. He has a lot of strength. Like, you can even tell. Like, you can take a look at, like, John Cena, and you know John Cena's got a lot of strength because he can lift up people like The Big Show, like really big dudes and stuff like that. But Bobby Lashley has pretty much the same amount of strength as he does. He could do the same thing.
Uh-huh. Well, see, Bobby Lashley does have the wrestling background in college.
Yeah, he has amateur. You know what? That's the thing. Brock Lesnar did too.
Brock Lesnar was a Division I college.
There's a lot of people, like even Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle was a famous wrestler. He had an amateur.
Actually,
background.
He was in the Olympic.
He's an Olympic gold
medalist. Look at Ron Gardner.
So, I mean...
So, like, if anybody can really do MMA, if you have that amateur background, if you know what you're
Yeah, but you don't even really need it. Because you have guys who come out who just grew up in bad neighborhoods and know how to, you know, basically street fight. And that's like, you know, for example, myself. That's how I got into it, was, you know, I didn't have any of that real background, you know, in Muay Thai or any of that, but that street stuff. It's called high school. And Lynn, learn how to fight.
It's called
quick. Mortal Kombat. Except in my first fight, when I pulled a doogie, the guy didn't fall. He laughed at me and I kicked him in the face. But no, I'm kidding.
Well, that was after he probably kicked you, like, in the balls or something right there.
Against the rules! What's up with you? I gotta buy you the rule
there,
book.
There are no rules in Lynn.
What happened?
Oh, in Lynn. I thought you meant... No, because I said in my first fight.
Oh, no.
I meant in the cage. I'm like...
Oh, okay.
And then he's like, what? I got confused for a second. Hurry. It's one of those days.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should have been more clearer.
Alright, moving on.
Moving on.
Yep.
Blue the bitch.
Thank you.
Blue the bitch.
Yes, I'm the one who's driving everybody around, so I am the bitch.
He's a lover, we put you in a he's suit. A child, he's a father, he's a sinner, he's a saint.
How come did you pop
popcorn break? At you?
How about we put you in a suit with a little hat?
I wrote the song a long time ago. A long time ago.
All right.
I wrote the song in 94.
So let me move on to a serious note, though. I know we're a Boston group and we're huge Red Sox fans and we don't like talking about the Yankees.
That goes for most of you guys.
But for first time, I think that we should cover them for a moment. Because not only this week did their former announcer, Shepard, pass away, but the boss, George Steinbrenner, passed away as well.
I don't think you can use the boss because that's been trademarked by Bruce Springsteen.
No, he is legally the boss. That's what it said right across the stage.
It's been
and
trademarked
actually,
by a lot of people.
Truthfully, do you know how he got that nickname?
How?
George Steinbrenner. He said, what's up, boss? And somebody said, wow, that works for you. Way, 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 way back when.
Oh, okay.
He's been the boss forever.
Back when I was in slavery.
Yes.
Son of a bitch,
when he was called Massa.
Back before they put cotton and Tylenol.
That's a long time.
I know. So, getting back on subject, the other morning, he suffered...
That was great. That is the subject.
He suffered a massive heart attack at his home in Tampa. Passed away 9 days after turning 80.
Wow.
His sons, Hank and Hal, will be running the Yankees from now on. And, you know, it's a great loss to sports. Truthfully, I may hate the Yankees, but this man did a lot for sports and the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry. You know, and... Like they said,
the background shit talking.
All that, you know, he brought in Joe DiMaggio and Bucky fucking Dent. You know, those days, and you know, he's the guy that owned the Yankees that collapsed to us. He's the guy that brought Red Sox over to Yankees pinstripes like Clemens and Damon and Louis Tion. You know, this guy kept the rivalry going, and that's something that we need in sports.
They probably even brought you the Chuck Norris jokes.
No.
I have to say one thing. I just have to say that there's been probably a lot of dead hookers that have come from that man.
Yes.
I hope they're haunting him on the other side.
Yes. I hope they all think that they're going to get married to him, too. And he's like,
hey, Nicole Smith, you got your money.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, shit.
So last night, the Yankees played for the first time since his passing. And they went down quick to Tampa. But a couple back-to-back home runs from Nick Swisher and Jorge Posada tied it up. Yankees take the lead in the ninth inning. Yankees take it back, and Nick Swisher hits the game-winning single for a walk-off hit in memory of Shepard and Steinbrenner.
Okay.
It's a great loss to sports, but I won't miss the fat bastard.
Yep.
He was fat?
Oh, yeah.
He made me look like you.
Damn.
His son, Hank, is bigger, you know, just as big. His dying weight was over 400 pounds.
Yikes.
All I can say is that's a lot of hot dogs. He'd just probably be like, every fucking inning, he'd be like, hot dog. Hot dog again.
Three hot dogs.
Give me six beers and a hot dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, hot dog.
Uh-oh, hot dog. Oh, you son of a bitch, you got me doing it.
Uh-oh, hot dog.
I pray that Hank and Hal fuck up the Yankees and they collapse.
For all the curse that, you know, we had to go through for all that whole long time, you know. Now it's all reversed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've won two, and they've only won one this millennium. And they bought that one. Did you know that last year's luxury tax, which means if you spend more than the salary cap, how much you have to pay, mm-hmm. he paid more in luxury tax than almost half the league pays in normal salary?
Just like in Monopoly.
Yes, exactly like Monopoly.
He spent over $100
Except it doesn't go to free parking. Yes.
But he spent over $100 million last year in luxury tax. And that's over what he's paying his players.
Oh, wow.
So he cannot pass go. He cannot collect $200.
No, he can't.
He has to turn
no
over all his hotels and houses and
yeah, exactly.
everything.
There's
he
no
owns.
Free parking either, so he can't collect some more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know that New York,
exactly.
there is no free parking anywhere.
No community chest, no chance. Just go directly to jail. All
right, so is that it for sports?
Yeah, we can call it it.
Okay.
We can call it it.
Well, let's move on to movies, because we got a bunch of them to talk about.
Ooh, can I announce the first one?
No.
We saw the movie Interception.
Interception?
Yeah, Interception.
You said that wrong, you
it's
fucking
Inception.
Idiot.
Inception.
Inception. I like mine better.
Inception.
Interception, that's great.
At least when you intercept the ball, you can actually stand a chance of scoring.
No, but Inception, you're already fucking.
With the mind.
Hey, I'm a mind fucker.
Yeah, okay, right.
Speaking of mind fucking.
Yeah. I know that if I was in his mind, everybody would probably look at me.
Yeah, who wants to start talking about this movie here?
Nobody.
Now I fully understand why it took 10 years for Christopher Nolan to write this movie. I mean, just a lot of the stuff that you see in this film would be really hard to truly describe on paper. Like the folding of cities and floating bodies and slow motion stuff happening in seconds but in hours while dreaming.
Well, I mean, it was going seconds, minutes, hours, because that's what it was basically doing was more levels you went down in the brain or sleep states. Because I bet there was even a step further after the Inception
well,
step.
Technically, they did, because when they went to Limbo, that was one more stage that they had to go through.
Yeah, basically.
Like, it was insane, like, how many levels. And from what I saw in that movie, they were trying to go three levels, right?
Right.
They went four.
Some went four, yeah.
They went four.
Not all of them, but some did.
They went four.
It was ridiculous.
Leonardo DiCaprio, I think, went four.
Yeah, and Ellen Page.
And the
Cillian Murphy.
The thing is,
and which, by the way, might I just say, I'm glad to see him more, and I'm glad I'm seeing him a lot more in mainstream films, because I miss Killian
Murphy. Yeah, as long as it's not that fucking, that boot, the red boot one or something like that.
Truthfully, I'd like to see him like a fighting movie.
What?
Murphy. He looks like he could be a really good fighter in a movie. That's the Asian dude, right?
No, that's Ken Watanabe.
Well, he's the one that went the extra stage, not the other
one. He played some good movies.
No,
sir,
Killian Murphy.
Who's...
Because remember that he woke up,
Cillian Murphy was the motherfucker who played
Scarecrow
and Batman.
Yeah. Oh, now I know why he looks familiar. Okay, I just got him confused for a second.
He was also Jim in 28 Days Later.
Yeah, that's true.
I really wasn't a fan of that movie. But I like, Scarecrow.
So basically, they're trying to insert something into
a political person's head.
Well, a big businessman with political power of sorts.
Well, it's not just power. It's just that they were having the concept that they would be able to control the energy. They were going to monopolize the whole setup. Hey, we used that word twice today. Monopolize the whole setup of, like, how energy was used and everything like that. And one of the lower-end companies with the person... I just don't want to be, like, the Asian guy, but whatever. The Asian guy that wanted to have the setup where it would be kind of fair and equal for other, countries and stuff like that to have some kind of, piece of the pie of energy instead of having one company that has the whole fucking thing. So more or less what they're trying to do is skullfuck the son of one of the heads of the things that's on his deathbed. So in order to get him to that point that he could get, control and break up the actual company. Kind of like how Bill Gates had his whole company thing, and they had to break him up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of basically put up like that. I did like how they did the whole setups when they were in the free fall mode in the van and
falling into the ocean.
Going into the ocean, but the fact is that, you've got the one guy that's awake in that episode, he's floating around everywhere, he's trying to, take care of everything. And they did such a great job. It looked like he was, like, in a space setup. Like, yeah. He was floating around, you know. They're still moving around. They're kicking each other's ass.
It had, like, a Kubrick type of feel to it.
Yeah, exactly. But the movie, you know, as I said, at some points felt like it dragged a little bit on, especially near the end for me. But, I mean, this is a great, like, 2 hour... It was, like, 2 hours, 10 minutes, 15 minutes easily.
Yeah.
Because it went, like, 11:30, and we were there until, like, about one... After that.
Yeah.
And after, like, 1:45. But yeah, they definitely did a great job in this movie. And now, after watching the commercial, now I finally know why the fuck the train came out of left field. Right in the middle of the street. Yep, driving like wham! It's like, fuck, okay.
Yeah. Imagine there's a train that's going to your destination.
You already know the words.
I guess that's
kind of burned it into his head. No, but I'm just saying, like that was the whole setup. Is when you got into the whole, you know, thing, there was a subconscious part, which is all the other people that are just reflecting it, and mm-hmm. then if you were fucking around with too much of the stuff, the subconscious would start to fuck you up.
Yeah.
And I like their explanation of it. It's like, oh yeah, if there's, you know, some kind of disease that's in the bloodstream, the white blood cells will come along and try to kill it. Mm-hmm. So
now, I wonder if they're going to have a sense like that when the new Driver game comes out, because that takes place on the driver's subconscious, not in the real world.
I would, you know, I'd have to say about that. I'd have to see how they would put that together, because it's just hard to say.
And after seeing this movie, just trying to picture it as a video game, I think it would take years to develop something like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If they do come out with a video game and it comes out sooner than later, then they must have been doing this at the same time that they were doing the movie. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, but I have to say, if you were capable of doing that, Jim, I would probably be the best one in fucking killing so many people. Especially when they went through that whole, like, it felt like a mixture of Medal of Honor and Call of Duty right there. Yeah. I would have just been like, bink, gotcha, bitch. Dink. I would have been fucking people up. And, of course, I love the whole fact that they're, like, where, what's his name from Third Rock from the Sun?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
All right, Joseph was sitting there shooting at the guys, you know, for cover fire and whatnot. And all of a sudden, the other guy that actually was in Rock and Roll came up. He's like, I'm sorry, you've got to think a little bit bigger. And he pulls out the six-shooter fucking grenade launcher, which was absolutely gorgeous when he blew up the shit. But I'm telling you, like, I would just... You know, when we were driving back, I said, come on, it would be great to be using, like, I would be thinking up a Gatling gun or some shit.
Or just inventing some new weapon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Be like, hey, look, I'm going to get a fucking laser gun. Yeah. Bink.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt also played Cobra Commander in G.I. Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Which that was kind of cool.
Now, what were your thoughts on this, Pink Taco?
Taco.
Yeah. You're in the spotlight now.
I know. It was the most complex movie I've ever seen in my life, for real. Like, it was just... There were so many layers to it, and it was just...
It's called a cake.
Yeah, it's like a cake. I love cake. But I thought I was going to walk out of there thinking, what the hell just happened? But I actually understood everything that happened. Like, it made it very comprehensible.
Yeah, comprehensible.
Comprehensible.
It seems like you don't have to, you know... When you start off in this movie, you kind of feel like, what the fuck is going on already?
Yeah.
But and once it starts going through, then you start kind of understanding. I mean, you don't have to be a fucking genius, but if you're a tad bit tarded, or retarded, or bretarded, as we put it, yeah, you're fucked. You won't understand a goddamn thing in this movie.
Now, when awards season comes around, do you think Inception's going to be one of the top movies that critics are going to be talking about?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, they might do that just because, you know, did, Now, that's the other question is that whole other Leonardo DiCaprio movie that he did.
Shutter Island.
Oh, is that is that going to be a part of it, or was that part
probably,
of the awards?
Probably, because it wasn't released until after award season.
So that's the thing about that is that those movies are going to probably be clashing against each other in some way.
Yeah.
And then another, you know, that's, you know, it just depends on how they go and pick the awards. Because there's going to be those parts where you need to, like, set your movie set up right in the middle of it to 3/4, you know, so people actually remember what the fuck the movie is watching. I mean, usually down the road, people will just forget. But I think this movie is good enough to remember because it was just that crazy.
Yeah,
what do you think, Darkheart?
One of the aspects I really like was when they were talking about, like, using the brain.
Yeah.
And how humans use only 10% of their brain. And I'm going to be bringing this point up again later on. But he says, like, when you go to sleep, like your mind starts thinking things that you can't even think of, like when you're awake. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, it was awesome when they took all that perspective and stuff like that. And then when they brought the girl in, when they brought the architect, the new architect in.
Yeah, Ellen Page.
And how, like, she was able to do things that the other architects couldn't think of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But she was just able to advance, like, so quickly.
Yeah, how fast she was able to do that.
Oh,
that
yeah. How she, how she folded up that city was, like...
Whoa. Oh, wow. That was awesome when that happened.
Yeah. I'm tripping balls, man.
I'd be happy that I don't have the, you know, those powers, because you guys would be screwed.
So would you, man.
My dream would mess with you guys' minds bad.
I have nice dreams.
Same here. Yay.
My thing is like, there's nights where I just dream blackness. So, is that bad? Am I dead yet?
No.
I don't know. What kind of blackness are you thinking of?
Oh!
Like Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy!
No, I just mean like, kind of like stuck in the middle of like space or something like that, and just
I've
total
had
darkness.
Those nights. I have those.
Or otherwise, you just don't remember a goddamn dream.
Are you hearing? This is ground control to Major Tom.
I'm gonna hit you with this bolt. No.
Or do you hear Michael Jackson? Just beat it.
No.
I thought you were gonna go. I stopped in the man.
No. Okay, we're good.
I want it to be an annoying song that like it'll be so annoying that it would just bother everybody.
I would say Banana Phone. Anyways.
Or does Michael Jackson change the song for you to be
the monarch? He's not.
Alright, fuck this. Alright. Let's drink this bitch and get on. Rate it.
Let's rate it. I give it 2 thumbs up. This was widely inventive, and everything that Christopher Nolan deserves, he's gonna get thanks to this movie. I mean, he got the reputation because of movies like The Dark Knight and Memento and The Prestige and Insomnia, but this film is gonna finally like cement him and put him on a pedestal next to the likes of Spielberg and Kubrick and Cecil B. DeMille and all of those people.
I also give it 2 thumbs up. And I thought Star Trek was smart when they did all that kind of, with the, you know, all their technical things and everything. This was really just really, like, well thought out, well, you know, played with and everything like that. So they did a wonderful job with this movie.
Yeah. But wait, why were you talking about Star Trek?
I was saying, because they had, like, they thought the people who created Star Trek were smart and just thinking of just, like, all these things, like, warp drive and just, like, all these, like, technical things.
Which it is, but... I think this is...
Yeah, I mean, this totally blows it out of the water.
Blows it out of the water.
But, like...
fucking titanium howitzer to the bench.
Yeah.
Alright, definitely 2 thumbs the way the fuck up. I have to say that it definitely, you know, kickstarted a lot of stuff in my brain of, like, how the fuck, you know, like, how were they thinking about this and what could, you know, go along with it? You know, how does it end up to the point where your mind just, you know, goes... so far, or how many levels there are actually to the brain. But I mean, in another sense, I felt that there could have been like some kind of intersection of dreams, because the fact is when we actually do dream, people's minds can actually wander. They can be dreaming hundreds of dreams all at one time and just remember maybe one or two of them.
Yeah.
So it just depends on that whole setup. I do actually have to give it to them, when they were actually sleeping, you could see their eyelids moving. They were actually showing like the REM sleep, which is pretty fucking cool, because it just shows most of the movie they were sleeping. How can you get paid for doing a movie where you're sleeping? You know? That's fucking awesome.
2 thumbs way high. It was like one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. Mind fucking.
You just like saying mind fucking.
I know. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I actually was.
Fuckadoo.
You better watch out, you might become mind pregnant.
Oh.
Oh, then you have a tumor.
Not a tumor.
Not a tumor.
I'm not the baby, I'm a tumor.
Yeah.
Boys have a penis and girls have vagina.
Yes, they do.
Yes, go.
Chris, when I saw that kid in some movies.
Yeah. So I give 2 thumbs up to Interception.
Inception.
Oh, sorry. I planted that idea inside your head.
I'll show it to you later. Anyways.
Okay.
Doggy funny.
Alright, next movie.
Oh, yeah, I have to say, I was really happy that Leonardo DiCaprio got stabbed. I was hoping that something would happen to him.
That, and I also suggest maybe if you are a pothead or some kind of drug fanatic person, do not go see this movie. Otherwise, you will be running out of the fucking theater tripping balls.
You guys go, but let us know so we can come and watch.
And no, it is not in 3D. And no, it is not in 3D, so...
Nah. If this movie was in 3D, it might still be in 3D.
They'd be like, oh, oh, oh.
That'd be awesome if it was in 3D.
Crack baby! What?
Alright. So let's talk about Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah, Dark Heart, talk about Despicable Me?
And that one, I'm watching it right now.
Oh, yes.
I am not walking away because I do not want to hear it.
Who cares?
Dana.
I don't want the movie ruined for
me. It's not going to be ruined for you. It makes you want to watch it even more. Anyway, this movie was really good. What I was talking about before about people using physics and stuff like that, and that, well, one of the things that interested me was when they were talking about like people who were sorcerers or were chosen as sorcerers or apprentices and stuff like that. They said that humans use 10% of their brain. Well, they said that sorcerers and people who do magic can use all of their brain. Therefore, they're able to do all of that stuff. And then, like, physics, and so, and then they said that physics and magic were pretty much on the same level. Like, they use both of it in order to be able to do a lot of the things and stuff like that, which I thought was actually pretty neat. It was just like, yeah, if we could use 100% of our brain, what would we be able to do with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole aspect of, if we're able to use 100% of our brain, we'd be able to, like, I know people, like, people who read the Bible or whatever, you know, and they talk about people who are prophets and they're able to do miracles and stuff like that. People back then were a lot more closer to perfection, as it were, than we are today. And probably were able to use more so of their brain, and it just got less and less as time went on. You know, you can think of many different aspects of that. And it put more on a spin of like sorceries and magic and stuff like that. And like, so when you watch all these, you know, TV shows where they have that kind of stuff, it's just like, oh, you know, if they use 100% of the brain, could they be able to do things like that, you know? Or it's because they're able to use 100% of the brain. And that was one of the aspects about the kid, too, the nerd that was in the movie, how it says that because he became a physicist, and he was a physician, so he could do, like, physics, but it comes so naturally to him that he can do, like, so much in so short of a time. And when they brought out that point, it was just like, oh, okay. But pretty much the point of the story is there was Merlin had three apprentices. And Nicolas Cage was one of them. What's his name?
Alfred Molina?
Yeah, Alfred Molina was one of them. And then there was the girl that was in there. The same girl that was in Shoot 'Em Up.
Oh, that?
The prostitute.
Oh. Monica Bellucci.
Yeah, Monica Bellucci.
Her. So it was three of them, and they were Merlin's apprentices. And they were fighting Morgan Le Fay. And what happened was Nicolas Cage and the other girl fell in love with each other. And Alfred Molina fell in love with her as well. And so he betrayed all of them and helped Morgan Le Fay. And what happened was Merlin died, and
did
the
he just
girl,
die or did
like yeah he during the battle?
Oh, okay, so he got killed.
So he got killed during the battle, and so what happened was the girl took Morgan Le Fay into herself, and then Nicolas Cage sealed her away into this thing. Oh, what are those? It's in China. It's like one of these things. It's like
dolls.
It's like a little doll thing.
And there's a doll inside of a doll.
A doll inside of a doll. It's like one of those type of things. And it was all like sorcerers and magicians.
I
think that is Russian.
And, it doesn't matter.
But it was one of those type of things. So they took one of those the doll and they sealed his girlfriend and Morgan Le Fay, because they were all part of the same one, and sealed it away in this canister, one of those doll things. And then there were sorcerers that were, you know, coming to try to unlock her. And what he did was he captured them and made another doll. So it was just a doll and another doll. And it kept doing that until he captured Alfred Molina himself. And he was probably the last casing. But also, Merlin, before Merlin died, he told Nicolas Cage that to hold on to this ring, and the person that is chosen, the Prime Marlena or something like that, Marlinian, the Prime Marlinian, would be the one that would be able to kill Morgan Le Fay. And he would be, I guess, a descendant.
Yeah.
And so, like, he spent years, like, hundreds and hundreds of years trying to find this one person with this dragon ring.
Right.
And searching for, like, a long time to find that person. And he finds it in this kid, which is the nerd, but, like, a younger version of him. And the dragon, you know, circles around him and circles around his finger, showing that he chose him, that he was the one that was supposed to be the one that would bring the balance or whatever.
Okay.
And then the movie continues from there.
Okay, so rate this bitch.
So it was really good. The special effects were great. You know, the whole physics and things like that, the things that they put into this were great. So I definitely give it two thumbs up. Definitely.
Excellent.
It's a movie definitely worth watching. The story is very intriguing. I really like what they were taking, like, about, like, the background of, like, sorcery and with Merlin, too. Even involving Merlin, because Merlin, when you think of, like, magic and sorcery, you think of Merlin automatically.
Yeah.
You know? So it was a good movie. It was definitely worth seeing. You know, and the way they have it, the way that, you know, I don't know, it's a weird ending, but it looks like it's setting up for part two.
Okay.
So, because the way that happened is after, you know, the whole battle and stuff, was that Alfred Molina is gone. He's missing. So, you actually don't know what happened to him. So.
Alright, on to Despicable Me.
It was the cutest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Was it really that cute?
It was adorable.
We want Minions now.
I want Minions. I want
yes.
My own Minions.
Well,
they're yellow.
I wrote a review for it on the website, but I want to know what you, like, your two personal opinions.
Go ahead.
Ladies first.
No, go ahead. Beautiful people first.
Uh-huh. Why aren't you going first, then?
Why are you
Willy
going
Wonka's munch because
you're beautiful. Asshole, right?
I know, you're beautiful.
Aww. You're sexy. Huge difference. Let's go.
Beautiful people first.
fine. I'm not going to win this one.
No.
So, truthfully, it was absolutely hilarious. I want a trillion million minions.
Trillion million minions.
Yes. And my favorite character in the entire movie was the little tiny girl. Because she was the cutest
it's
one.
It's so fluffy!
Actually, when I saw that, that's the reason I wanted it.
It's so fluffy! It's so fluffy, I'm gonna
And then
die.
Her next line was even funnier. Let's go blow up some more games!
She was the cutest. I hope my daughter someday is like that.
That's exactly what I said to my mother, and she's like, whoa, taking kids now, huh? And then the second girl, is this a hollowed out bomb?
Yes.
Cool!
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. I'm like, awesome.
Don't shake it too much. It might still explode.
You know, but from what I got from the movie, it was like, you know, they're trying to monopolize being bad guys.
Yeah.
Between Dr. Gru and Vector. Vector needs some vagina.
It's not pajamas!
Vector has camel toe.
It's a walking shoe.
Great, these people are not going to be able to sleep ever again because of it. They're like, oh no, cartoon has camel toe. Oh, I'm so done.
And just picture camel toe wrapped in orange, like a naked Oompa Loompa.
It's for training. Like sleeping?
No, not like sleeping.
Alright, so your two grades are
thumbs up, two thumbs up.
I agree.
Okay then. Let's see.
Three.
Fine. Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs way up?
Way up?
I don't know.
Way up.
Way up.
Way up.
My thumbs are so far up I can steal the moon.
Dude, your thumb is so far up your ass, you're like tapping the back of your teeth.
I sit on the toilet bowl. Wait, what?
You don't use into the movie, so you don't understand. It's from the movie. Don't worry.
Should we move on to the next movie, or should we maybe save that for next week?
I mean, it's a good show. We can save that shit for next week.
Okay.
See.
All right. So remember, check out our website at BostonBashBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos of us, the B3 crew. And if you want to send us a request or some feedback, the email address is thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
We are also on myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. We're also on the Facebook, which is, the Boston Brigade group, basically. So you're just going to look it up on the group. Okay. And you can find us that way.
Awesome.
You know, go check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love, and go check out Geek Aggro.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
No, I think we're done.
Okay.
I want Smurfs.
Fuck you and your Smurfs.
So, until next time, then. So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blue Onyx.
This is John Hunt. This is Anvil.
This is Pink Taco.
Pinky.
Say sayonara, bitches.
The Pinky. The Pinky and the brain.
We are
the Bastards.
Sayonara, motherfucker.
China.